both of those men see the other as their greatest threat. They don't see the people of Sudan, the protesters, the FFC, the international community, none of the other actors in this political drama that is playing out presents a threat to either of them except the other. And so we are all just backdrop to a struggle that is playing out between these two men and these two organizations about the future of Sudan. I think everything else is secondary, even though we would like to think that the political transformation of the country is, in fact, what's happening. I think that we have to be skeptical of that and look at these two jockeying for position and survival. To a large degree, the tension that exists between the RSF and the SAF actually plays to both of their advantage. Because when you talk to the international community, the biggest fear that people have is that there will be a conflict between the SAF and the RSF, and that that could unleash some kind of civil war that would be devastating for the country. And so there is a reticence and a fear to push either side too hard. And so when we see a buildup of forces, when you see visible tension between these two, when you see a mobilization by the RSF or the SAF, that causes people to step back and to perhaps relieve some of the pressure that they're trying to put on these forces. And ultimately, that only serves the interests of those two. And so I think to some degree, yes, there is a tension that exists between them, but they also benefit from having that that tension there. And they are much better at playing on our fears in the international community than we are in playing on their fears of losing power and control.
And some observers say the two men may come to a realization that their interests are better served working together instead of engaging in a zero-sum game. How do you see it?
I think that what we're seeing is that both sides are trying to build alliances with external partners, right? And so it isn't a zero-sum game, because if you look across the spectrum, Hemeti is traveling the region, trying to build alliances with Thaiseis or with Debi or, outside actors. Berhan is doing the same thing. They are engaged in their own separate foreign policy efforts to create leverage on their own. Both of them are doing the same thing with the FFC. We hear constantly, that both of them are issuing statements trying to associate themselves with the democracy movement in the country. They're trying to be more pro-democracy than the next. Yeah. And so what that suggests to me is that this is not a zero-sum game. They are trying to build alliances internally and externally to change the balance of power within the country in their favor. So it is not just one man against the other. It's a coalition of actors that they are trying to construct to pit against each other. And frankly, that's very dangerous, because if this unravels, then that could draw in outside actors to take sides backing either Hemeti or Berhan. That could draw in, that could divide the political opposition in the country, one side backing one side backing the other. This would be very dangerous. And I think that is the scenario that we can see playing out here.